woman. You signed a contract. Actually, she didn't. Who's doing the Kratom Fiends intro?
I will. This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Pod Bay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with regenerative radio waves. This warms your brain to a crispy and crunchy 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a kratom-fueled sin flood of statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working, Jeremy and Michael? Can you feel it?
The little green DJ. The little green leases are running around the kitchen counter and the cats are chasing them. No, Cash, put that down. Put down the fly swatter, Cash. My cousin is still here. Spice. He will not leave. Yeah, we're calling Kratom the Lisa Spice now.
Yeah. Yeah, ginger dust. Lisa Spice. One of the two.
Ginger juice. Oh, wait.
No, that's what she's gangster rap spice.
Ah, I like that. Gingers and juice. Sipping on it.
Yeah.
Lou does that.
There was a plane crash not too long ago, and they gave the traditional little notification. They said that there were 235 souls on board and two gingers.
Oh, man. How do they do that now? Did they, email a flag to your widow or something?
Email.
I think they tag you on Twitter.
Over the blockchain? Yeah.
Yep, something like that. So anyway,
square for that.
You have some very big important news, Michael. You took a 2-hour nap tonight. Tell us about
it. Oh, I took a 2-hour nap and I woke up and Bitcoin's price had tripled. But then it went down to below my nap about an hour later, and then about a half hour later it went back up to triple. So it's 3 cents, 3.75 cents per BIP. I figured out the market cap again today, but I can't remember because Cash took my maths. Cash.
Okay. So did the market value of it? Did that fluctuate according to your coffee intake after your nap?
I'm not really sure of a nap violation of the nap. Hey, you know what's wrong with Adam Kokesh? That C word. And I do want to address some. There were some things said on this show last night. I stand by them, but I want to talk about them. So the thing with Kokesh, he basically signs a slave contract with his girlfriends and male employees, and there's nothing technically wrong with that, and it's not a violation of the NAP. But what he does is horrible, like the way he treats people, and. Here's one of my problems with Lizbetarians. Hey, kitty, don't walk on the mixer. Damn it. God, GD. All right, so he's what's called in kink a bad master, and that's not a compliment. And he doesn't really understand kink, which is funny that he's acting like a bad master and having slave contracts for his workers because... He has no understanding of kink because at some point the only time he and I ever really talked was we got into a beef because he read a letter from a user of him, someone he uses who was
was a listener of Adam versus the Hand.
Yeah, I thought for the longest time I thought his show was called Adam and the Man. I really did. Like, Nima used to correct me all the time that it wasn't, Kitty, don't drink the coffee. Damn it. I'm sorry.
Oh, right. Gee.
So, damn it is different. You can't say GD.
Room, sir.
I am in my room. I don't really leave my room much. I don't have social anxiety or anything. I'm glad I don't. And, but I have had moments of it in my life in the far past. I understand it, but... I don't like. It's not that I can't leave the house because I fear people or the unknown. I don't want to leave the house because I'm like, ugh, people, and my wife is kind enough to do most of it for me. So, I take care of the housework and she does the shopping, so I don't have to leave the house.
There's a problem with that river. Damn it!
All right, so you want to talk about that? So last night, some things were said. Here's the funny part. Somebody said, okay, when you say GD, God darn it, but the GD word, too many people, do you guys understand that too many people, usually deeply religious Catholics, that phrase, actually also Muslims, and some Jews, that phrase is far worse than the F word. Do you guys know that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's blasphemy, and blasphemy is, now is it a venial sin or a mortal sin? I think it's a venial sin.
Well, according to Gary North, it's a sin punishable by death, right?
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about that last night?
Yeah. When I was in the army, it's a capital sin. Go ahead.
Yes, it's
a
capital.
When I was in the army, we had a ranger chaplain, and he was a very interesting case. But anyway, he would say to everybody, now, I've been studying theology for 20-some years now, and I am most certain that God's middle name is not Damn It.
That's funny. In a army chaplain kind of way, like that's, yeah. I mean, for a normal person, that would not be funny. But that's funny for a chaplain.
Well, so apparently that was my name because that's what I was always called.
Yeah. My brother had a cat named Damn It when I was a baby. It's real. That's some good jazz there,
Fiend,
man.
Fiend phone.
Hello. Howdy, I'm back.
I don't know
what happened. I lost Fiend phone on both computers.
Yeah, it was a network issue. Network there? If our board op can hear us, I don't even know if we're on the air. So anyway, I'm just going to record on my... Yeah, he can hear us when we're on the air. It's like the voice of GD.
Yay.
All right, so do we got Murder Dog?
No, I don't see Murder Dog on the thing yet. Can I throw in a little something before you get all in depth?
Yeah.
Going back to the Army days.
Fiend phone.
We had the pin on rank. It was made out of some sort of metal. I don't know what type it was. And it had these little posts that would go through the collar of your
Fiend phone.
And then it had these little back things that go on there. It's just like the pins that you get from Davi at Pork Fest. It's got the little holder on the back that keeps it on there. So anyway, those things that go on the back are actually called Dammits. I don't know if that's like the official name throughout the industry, that if you do a Google search for Dammits, you're gonna get, you know, buy a 2-ton pellet full of
Dammits.
That's what they're called, because when they fall off and they fall on the ground and you step on them with bare feet,
Yeah. Is there an exchange that takes Bitcoin for Dammits? Because I could buy a lot of them right now.
Dammit coin.
You know, the Dammit coin. Kratom coin. Lisa coin. Lisa. Ginger coin. All right, so there's oh, you know who is named Dammit? The singer in Red Hot Chili Peppers, what's his name? Anthony Crocus, I think is what they call
him.
Ketus. Crocus. What's Ketus. Yeah, but Beavis and Butthead called him Anthony Crocus. His dad, I know his name. I actually have a contract in a drawer signed by his name. He has contracted with me because we used pictures of him in the Selby movie, because he's in the... He did a spoken word album with Hubert Selby Jr. Did you guys know that?
I
don't know where to get it, but there's a photo in the studio of, like, you know, hip, handsome, you know, youngish 40-something Anthony Crocus in the recording studio. And right next to him with his big bottle of oxygen is, like, 900-year-old Hubert Selby.
Does your contract with Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers require him to initiate spoken word every night?
No, I just go into a parking lot and forget about him. So... But his dad was named Blackie Dammit, and his dad was an actor. If you go on IMDb and search Blackie Dammit, he has credits. He didn't have a lot of credits. Like, he wasn't, you know, he's kind of a bit actor in the 70s and 60s, but he was, Blackie Dammit was like the toast of Hollywood. Like, everyone loved his parties, and that's how, I think Anthony Kiedis lost his virginity to Cher when Anthony was like 9 or something. Was it Cher or Nico? It's one of them.
I have no idea.
Yeah. And like Anthony was like taking LSD when he was 5 and smoking joints when he was 2 and having sex with starlets when he was, you know, 9. What a life.
Yeah.
Too soon. No, too soon. Poor kid. Exactly. Yeah. So we're talking about blasphemy. When we got, you know what? We got drones, by God.
I told you you were pushing it. You didn't want to listen to me.
Well, let's go a little bit further then. Was that before Cher had the nose reduction and the breast enlargement?
Hey, he was 9. What did he care? And that's none of my business. Hey, I know. Read his autobiography. Quit eating your kratom and yogurt. I can hear the spoon, Lou. But Anthony Kiedis wrote a book. It was when I said this to somebody, they said, Anthony Kiedis wrote a book? Can Anthony Kiedis read a book? But which is actually a joke stolen from The People versus Larry Flint. My brother wrote a book. Can my brother's never read a book?
Oh, yeah, but, I remember that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but now he wrote a book called Scar Tissue. It's great. Check it out. It's co-written by, like, ghostwritten with credit, you know, which means like a writer went to his house and talked to him and interviewed him for 4 days and then wrote the book, basically. It's the same guy who wrote No One Here Gets Out Alive, the Jim Morrison biography, which is great. Good read. Good read to read in the tour van before it breaks down and then you shoot some heroin and LSD in your eyeball. So,
oh, I know what I'm doing this weekend.
Blasphemy. So, yeah, GD. GD, that was loud.
Sudden.
Yeah, the default is like all the channels all the way up on the DNC. You can turn that down there for it. But usually we turn it down, but since we rebooted, I came back and had it. Ah! Did that hurt your ears, kids? Hurt my ears.
I was good. Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Hi, have you heard about Bitcoin? Not Bitcoin, but Bipcoin. Bravo, India, Papa, Coin. Bipcoin is a new cryptocurrency that you can start mining today for free on ordinary computers. Unlike most altcoins, Bipcoin is not a clone of Bitcoin. Bipcoin is based on entirely new, more recent, and better code called CryptoNote. So unlike Bitcoin, Bipcoin has truly untraceable transactions, does not require specialized mining rigs, and has adaptive limits. Plus, Bipcoin is the only cryptocurrency covered by the BIPCOT no government license. This allows use and reuse by anyone except governments and government agents. If you're still kicking yourself in the head for not getting in on the ground floor of Bitcoin, start mining, using, and trading Bipcoin today.
Not a guarantee.
Mining Bipcoin costs you nothing but the electricity to run your computer. And we already take Bipcoin for stickers and buttons. Go to Bipcoin.org. That's Bipcoin.org. Once again, that's Bravo India Papa Coin.org.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
I just had to put up the Catmaster 300. The cats are walking along the mixer.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're not going to have that thing up regularly anyway.
Because it holds heat into the mixer. I don't want the mixer overheating.
Well, that would be bad.
Yeah, but it's okay. It doesn't get that hot. Like, I could leave it on for the whole show, but if I leave it on every show, it might burn the mixer out quicker. But so we're talking about Lisa Spice, which is our co-host Lisa's rap name or pop singer name. Ginger Dust. Have you done this Ginger Dust yet, Lou?
Kratom. I haven't done Kratom, but I may have snorted some ginger dust.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Kids, don't try this at home. You know, I had a GERD burger.
Go somewhere else and try it.
Yeah, go to Somalia.
Go to a cheap motel.
Lou sounds really loud to me. Is he louder, Jeremy?
It doesn't sound any better to me.
Daniel, I don't know. Things are echoing. Echo. It's the ginger dust.
Didn't we go through this last night? You are not a good judge of this right now.
So. I know. Yeah. So
step back.
It's gonna turn I'm gonna lose my ability to tell people that bad audio is a hate crime because I'm gonna be like, everyone's echoing when things are pristine. So I had a GERD burger. Do you know what GERD is and what a GERD burger is?
Yes.
Yeah, GERD yes. GERD is basically heartburn where it spills into your lungs, which is really what was killing me last year. And then I dealt with the GERD and a bunch of other stuff. Now I can have a GERD burger once in a while, which is what TJ and I call these. I hear you stirring your kratom soup there, Lou. So
I'm stirring the pot.
Yeah, you are always
stirring the pot.
Yeah. So GERD burger is basically a store-bought, frozen, microwavable, really good Baconator. You don't even have to go to drive-through is for people who don't want to face life. Like, when you can get drive-through food microwavable, it's a good time to be alive.
See, yeah, that's funny. I used to do that with White Castle burgers because I used to eat those by the bag.
Don't they FedEx them? I heard you can get them FedExed.
I don't know, but they started selling them at 7-Eleven way back when I worked there, and it just made me so happy. I would just eat like packages of them.
My friend Franklin.
7-Eleven was a part-time job.
No, so, we've been over this. No, I worked there full-time, overtime.
When I was, you know, who worked also at
the microwave can't melt Egg McMuffins.
Before you could get those sliders, White Castle in supermarkets, it was a chain. It was East Coast only. People, you know, like the Beastie Boys did a song about No Sleep Till White Castle, I think it was, or not something.
No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
They had something about White Castle, though. And my friend Franklin Moline, God rest his soul, who was a member of Bomb, not on the records, but toured with us, did one tour playing guitar with us, used to work at the Washington, D.C. Eddie Free will know this. He lives in this neighborhood. In Washington, D.C., right next to the intersection of M and Wisconsin, like, you know, basically the heart of Georgetown down by the river, where I used to be homeless and had a job and would, like, had an alarm clock in my duffel bag and it would put on my my tie in the rear view window of a parked car on my way to work and go work at a health food store called Naturally Yours, which after I fired him, I started calling him Naturally Urine, and some people still call him that. But there was a White Castle right up there, and my friend Franklin worked there. Franklin died of, I talked a while back about Franklin, he died of, they wouldn't say, you know, which either means cancer or a drug overdose, but he was a lawyer for a while too. So from White Castle to attorney to dead. Wow. And somewhere in there being friends with me. So see you soon. All right. Really good friends with me. So yeah, man.
Sounds like a natural progression.
Yeah, that it is. I was doing great. I was going to law school. Then I toured with Bomb and I ended up dead. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, the Christ Punchers. So we have some listeners who are very religious, which surprises me because basically most of the fiends, well, except Randy and Diana. Randy, what?
Yeah. I was going to say at least Randy and Diana.
Most of us are kind of agnostic, deist, or, you know, like atheist, but not loudmouth about it. Or like,
what about Miller?
The gay ex-priest? I don't know. Yeah. What is he? Yeah. I don't know. I think
he's still religious in any way.
But probably, I think he believes. I think he believes.
He's probably kind of Catholic.
Yeah. I think he was Episcopal, though, wasn't he? Or no, Mennonite? No. What's the one from Wisconsin, DJ?
Amish.
The one from Wisconsin.
Amish?
Lutheran.
No.
Yeah, I think Lutheran. He was going to Lutheran seminary.
No. I don't know if it was Lutheran.
We're arguing over a gay priest. All right. We'll be back with more. Wake him up. He didn't show up last night. Let's wake him up and put him on the air.
We're broadcasting this into space. My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. Catmuff is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help Catmuff help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at Catmuff, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. Catmuff, because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
The leases are melting!
They've stopped running around. I think the cat caught them all.
Oh, no.
Okay. See, I'm starting to get worried about this. If the cats are chasing the little leases, have you been mixing their catnip with Kratom?
No, man.
Can't be good.
I don't do Kratom. No, Cash Newman was over here.
Cash is Kratom. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't do drugs. I'm 22 years sober. Cash, I'm 22 years sober, and Cash has just picked up his 22-minute AA chip again today. He picked it up yesterday, too. But
good for him. I'm proud for Cash.
So we were talking about, White Castle. Yeah, so my friend Franklin worked at this White Castle, and he kept me from dying because I was homeless in D.C. in the winter, and I would basically go spend the night in the all-night White Castle when, like, it was just him and, like, four bums and a cop and a prostitute, you know, and I would just go in there to stay warm.
Five of the same?
Yeah, and he'd throw me a slider every couple hours that fell on the floor or something. And, you know, then I'd go up Wisconsin Avenue to the library, you know, when the library opened, and I'd just sleep at a desk with my head down all day. So, yeah, punk rock, man. So, Sid, you had something to say, Lou. What was it about something or something?
I have stumbled across this article, and we're going to go by. We're going to do a quick round of is it real or is it satire?
But then we're going to go back to my thing about blasphemy.
Yeah. So, ecosexuals believe having sex with the earth could save it. Ecosexuals believe having sex with the earth could save it.
I believe that's true. Tree effers. Yeah, I believe it.
Jeremy?
I don't want to believe that it's true, but I've come across so many strange people in the past couple of years that I...
Yeah. I'm about to read into this while you blabber on about your guys' stuff, but it appears it's not just the evil corporations that say F the planet.
Yeah. You know, I actually knew one of these people that was kind of interesting, and he was a Nazi skinhead who had sex with a tree. I watched this on Earth Day in San Francisco in the rain when there were 500,000 people there to see Devo play, and it was raining, and the cops wouldn't let Devo play to protect them from electrocution. But Devo was like, we don't care. We'll go on. We'll go out that way. And they wouldn't let him. So finally, one of the Mark Mothersbaugh played like acoustic, like Mongoloid. Wait, was a Mongoloid, like folk style. And then the cops threw him out. But Bags was tripping. We're all tripping. But Bags was this Nazi skinhead who was really good friends with Greg Dale, who's really good friends with Sammy from Fang. Sammy Fang recently said, hey, I recently hung out with Greg Dale. We talked about you, Michael. He likes you still. And I'm like, yeah. Sort of, but he won't talk to me because I don't love Obama. But and Sammy is not voting. Sammy said, I said to Sammy that, yeah, we basically agreed that if anybody, either of them win, we're both moving to Alpha Centauri, starting a punk band.
Good for Sammy.
Starting a punk label called Bone. No, I can't even say it in the air. All right, so, but Bags played flute really well and was a straight up Nazi skinhead, like big beefy dude with, you know, the Doc Martens and the rolled up jeans and the just, you know, just the look, like the old look with the suspenders and the t-shirt and the flannel shirt and he was tripping, and he took off all his clothes down by the wharf, and there was like this skinny little weird eucalyptus tree, and there was like a weird little crevice in it, and he started fully engorged, making sweet, sweet love to a eucalyptus tree. And we asked him about it later, and he's like, went into this like Celtic pride thing. He's like, well, I'm a strong white male of Irish background, and that makes me a druid. And as a druid, that tree was just asking for it the way she was dressed.
Wow.
I saw this with my own eyes.
Did you see the way those leaves were weeping on that willow? She was sad. I was trying to make her feel better.
So that happened. Wow. That happened. So blasphemy, Christ punching. Wow. So I was talking about how, like, you know, people think the F word is the worst word you can say. But to a lot of people, especially religious people, GD, not just damn it, that's not that bad, but GD, or even the phrase Judas Priest, which is basically the English version of GD, and that's why the band's named that. Judas Priest is a cuss word. It means, like, you know, the idea of the word, like the guy who sold out Jesus being a priest. So blasphemy is worse than cussing, like the F word, to a lot of people. We actually have a priest as a fan, a hardcore fan, who's a real priest at a real church. Not that storefront churches aren't real, but I've set in buttons and looked, you know, I spy on all our fans on Google Earth. I want to see where you all live and what your houses look like. Because I'm curious, because I've actually found patterns. Like, you all either live in kind of like these modern kind basements. Of gated community, kind of like, you know, like urban sprawl, new development kind of places, or you live in the middle of BF, of you live in
rural barbed wire community.
Yeah.
Barbed wire.
So this priest, we got this priest who's a fan, and he actually like introduces us and tries to get his Catholic friends to listen to the Fiends, and he says it like this. He says, check out my friend, my heathen friend Michael's radio show. I like that. I'll take it.
This isn't the guy that's a couple hours away from me, is it?
It's where? What?
This isn't the guy that's a couple hours away from me, is it?
I don't know. I spy on people and then forget. I'm like the government background checks for federal gun, for gun buying a gun. Like, I do the background check and then immediately lose all the information. But unlike the government, I actually lose it. So I don't know. I can introduce you on Twitter if you want right now.
It's Father Ancap, right?
Yeah, Father Ancap.
Okay, yeah, he follows me. But there was a guy that lives a couple hours away from me, Ian, and he's
Ian has a storefront church. He's awesome.
Yeah,
and his church is real, but it's a storefront. All I was saying is that, you know, the Catholics have more money. They own everything. They own all the gold. You know how it is. The Catholics have bigger churches. It doesn't mean they're better. They're all good in the eyes of the Fiends. If they like the Fiends and they can put up with some occasional blaspheming. So the funny thing, like the funny example I have of blaspheming is there's a Simpsons where Homer and Flanders buy motorcycles. You guys ever see this one? And they start a motorcycle club, and Flanders is like, Oakley Doakley, what should we call our club? And Homer's like, how about Hell Satans? And Flanders is like, well, Homer, I think we should choose a little less hellbound name. And Homer thinks that hellbound, he means cussing. So he says, how about the Christ Punchers? Which is it's like G-rated, but it's more offensive to Flanders. But they end up calling their gang the Christ Punchers. And the back of their jacket says that with a rocker on the top. And then it's got a picture of a fist punching Jesus. Man, oh, God. Yeah, that's a good movie.
That's funny.
Yep. Gerd Burgers. So my kitty says I can has Gerd Burger, but it's like, have you guys seen the video? Those things are like, a Gerd Burger is like 20 White Castle sliders. But have you seen the video I made of Bob trying to eat my lasagna like 20 times? I keep putting him on the floor, and he keeps jumping up on the table like a robot.
I saw the three-way, though.
Oh, the cat orgy? That was funny, man. You missed this?
Yeah, there you were directing it like Adam Kokesh.
Directing it. Yeah, like a bad master. I wasn't directing
You're like, beast, get in there. Go to the parking lot. Bippy, if you're not going to do your part, just go to the parking lot. I only want to see you there.
Get animals.
On go on now, get.
Well, what is it, Rule 23? It doesn't exist until there's video of it. Hi, Bob. You hear us talking about Gerd Burgers?
Yeah. No, Bob hears you talk about the three-way.
So we're going to talk in a little bit about Beast coin, beef coin, Bob, Bitcoin.
Bob got Bob a little coin. Bit Trumpy with Beast.
Oh, Trumpy. Oh, you know, this music, when we came on, I thought we were, like, connected to the wrong network or, like, you know, some like, freak, some acid heads had, like, taken over GCN at gunpoint, like in that movie Tapeheads when they take over the radio show.
Oh, God. Airheads.
Somebody, Airheads. Yeah, isn't Jello Biafra in that movie? I think he is.
Steve Buscemi, Joe Mantegna. Joe Mantegna plays the DJ. Steve Buscemi.
Anyway,
Adam
it's Sandler. Nothing. You know what's a a better like low budget version of that movie that's even funnier is VHF with
Weird Al.
Weird Al Yankovic. UHF.
I love that movie.
It isn't really a takeover movie, but it's a Save Grandma's Farm kind of movie, and it's amazing. Yeah. I mean, that is a plot that goes back to like the beginning of filmmaking. The plot of that, and it's the same plot. What's the Adam Sandler film about where he's a hockey player that becomes a golfer?
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, because he's basically literally trying to save Grandma's farm. He's trying to save Grandma's house from the bank foreclosure. Yeah, and the VHF or UHF is they're trying to save the radio station from the evil takeover. But it's the same plot. The
big corporation,
Yeah, it's the same plot in what's the movie that's directed by Louis C.K. that's hilarious. Pootie Tang. Say it on radio. Yes. Yeah, that's the same plot. They're trying to save something from the big corporation.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's funny. So anyway, we're listening. We like to, you know, usually we come on and there's like some ad saying like, if you don't buy colloidal uranium enema,
and gargle with it.
Hillary's gonna come over and have sex with your cats. Yeah, but it was this weird music. There was this kind of like trip hop with samples of what's his name? Trump.
I don't think it was samples. I think it was playing both. I think that was the news
at the same time?
Playing behind it. I think that's what it was.
Okay, because I thought we'd invent a new kind of music. Because there's an album called My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. So an album by Brian Eno and David Byrne from 1981. That's produced by Bomb producer, what's his name? Come on.
Bomb producer, that just does not sound that
Michael W. Dean,
right?
No, the guy who produced the Bomb
Boeing?
Record.
I know what you
Northrop Grumman.
Lou Rockwell.
Oh, not that Bomb producer. Oh, my bad.
Arlo Guthrie.
God, what's the guy? I can't remember who produced the record. No, he plays bass on it. Bill Laswell. Yeah, plays bass on it. And it's one of the first records that has sampling. It kind of like predates, or like, you know, at least computer sampling. It kind of predates like hip hop using samplers and computers and Fairlights and from 1981. And it's got a lot of like, it's got this song called America is Waiting. And it's got this recording of, would that have been Bush the first, or was he, maybe it was Reagan. Or some president, but it was over this like cool hip hop groove beat. And it was just like, you know, Reagan saying, America is waiting. America is waiting. And it was kind of like, you know, that kind of cut up, like pre. Who was the MTV guy?
So sadly, this stuff would probably be called
Trump Pop. No, not Kurt Loder. The guy that was computer generated. Max Headroom. Yeah, it was kind of like that kind of music before Max Headroom. America is waiting. Yeah, check it out. My Life in the Bush of Trump. I mean, Ghosts.
You and the hamster in your brain are listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends.
Do you want to make money working at home? Join the high-stakes world of selling BIPCOT NoGov merchandise. The BIPCOT No Government license is licensed under the BIPCOT No Government license, which means that you can go to BIPCOT.org, download the high-res logos, and make your own BIPCOT No Government merchandise to sell. The best part is you keep all the profits. And if you send a picture and mail a sample to the good people at BIPCOT.org, they might even help you promote it for free.
As long as you're not a government or a government agent and you don't advocate for any governments in any way.
Help promote liberty, make money, have fun, meet interesting people. Be the envy of all your friends. Be the coolest kid at FiendFest Somalia. Laugh at the state while it collapses, all while making and selling your own BIPCOT.org merchandise. What will you design? Get creative. Lots of folks are doing it, but there's always room for more. There are BIPCOT t-shirts, flags, drink cozies, turntable mats, BIPStrong bracelets, BIPCOT stickers, playing cards, and even Glock crystal backplates. You might even get mentioned on the Freedom Fiends. You're still kicking yourself for missing out on the start of Bitcoin. Don't miss out on BitCot. Get in on the ground floor now.
Not a guarantee.
Start your new life today at BitCot.org. That's BitCot.org.
It's interesting. Finds time to plan it.
So, all Freedom Fiends listening, pull out your Freedom Fiends app. Not the iPhone one. That doesn't have all the features because Apple crippled it. Pull out your Android. Really, if you're a true fiend, you should get rid of your iPhone and buy an Android phone so you can run the Android app. Or you should at least go buy that like $11 old Android phone that'll run the Fiends app because it has a lot more features. And one of them
can
is
get the, it.
Go ahead.
Can they get it through the?
Yes.
Can they get through the Freedom Fiends Amazon app?
Freedom Fiends. Yeah. So we're watching this cat fight part one and two video. So if you go to. It's not real fighting. It's my cats play fighting. Our cats, DJ and us cats, Irish cats, DJ and Irish cats. I like that. That's gonna be my new preferred pronoun. DJ and eyes apps. So these are cat apps fighting, and like they're kind of having a fight orgy, and I'm kind of directing it like Adam Kokesh in the parking lot. But if you go to your Fiends app and open it up and go to the YouTube button, it's the top two links in there. And this is part of being a good fiend, is checking your YouTube fiend feed on your Fiend app, really. Because it is a high demand group, the Freedom Fiends. That's why we're much better than people like Adam Kokesh, and we have much fewer followers because we're actually good. You know, people say that too. Like, people are like, oh, you guys suck. You're not nearly as popular as people like Adam Kokesh and Mr. Molyneux. And I'm like, yeah, well,
we only have half the sex scandals of them.
Trump is more popular than Ron Paul, but that doesn't mean anything. Humans.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Silly people.
The Freedom Fiends. Remember when we had that cryptocurrency that week? We had a cryptocurrency, guys. Remember that?
Yes.
And then it died, and then it resurged, and then it died and resurged. And part of the reason
it's kind of like Pet Cemetery.
Yeah. The coin that would not die, Bitcoin.
Took it to the cemetery, buried it, it came back to life, and now it's a monster.
Coin that would not die.
The Ramones did a song about it. Yeah.
Yeah. It was actually Skynet.
Bitcoin is Skynet. Yeah, so Bitcoin is back. It's solid. It kicks butt. The transactions work. It's solid. And it was mineable by common men like you and I who have normal computers, men and ladies, who didn't have like huge mining rigs until this morning when
it
got written up by Joel in Cointelegraph. And all of a sudden, the hash power, which is the amount of, you know, mining power being dedicated to it, like rose by a tenfold in about a half hour. And it's still up at like, oh, I don't know, 60,000. And like 4,000 or 5,000 is people who were mining it before. And then there's like this one miner that has 57,000 kilohash, which people said, that's impossible. That must be another pool that's not publicly listed. And I'm like, yeah, that's a solo miner that's its own pool, because that's how they do it. Like these, you know, you see these pictures of these giant Bitcoin mining companies in China that are probably run by the Chinese government that are like a warehouse full of computers and industrial cooling, you know, tubes everywhere. Those, basically, they use mining software, make a mining pool that's really one person. So those show up on the Bitcoin network as like one miner that has, you know, 50 or 100,000 kilohash. And what I think happened is like that's not even enough to really be that profitable mining Bitcoin anymore. If you're in places where electricity's not cheap, like it's really most of the Bitcoin now is either done by the mining is either done by the Chinese government or in Iceland, because in Iceland, because of geothermal energy and lack of government oversight, electricity is practically free in Iceland. Did you guys know this?
I was not aware of that.
And it's easy to cool there, like, because...
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's very hot below the ground and very cool above the ground, which is perfect for mining Bitcoin. So my theory is that, you know, there's probably some giant Bitcoin mining rigs where companies invested millions of dollars in mining rigs, ganged them all together in a giant warehouse, put in industrial cooling, and mined Bitcoin until it wasn't profitable anymore. And now I think what they do is when there's a new coin that gets some press, there's new coins sometimes that don't get any press and they die, but when there's a new coin like Bitcoin, it gets some press and they're like, oh, this might have some promise, I think they mine the heck out of it for like a week. So I'm guessing in a week or less, this will be back to mineable, but hey, keep bull mining it. I got a block today on the pool.
Yeah. I don't think I got anything on the pool line.
Remember back when you were getting 500 bips a day, Jeremy?
Yeah, that was for the day.
When you got into the ground floor?
Yeah. I'll be all right.
What, Lou?
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Meow! Melting in green!
Meow.
Cash, get out of there!
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's Kratom-fueled low-orbit ion cannon.
Did we lose? What happened to the music? Did it just die?
I don't know.
Music.
But anyway,
we're still on air. I want to know if we're on air.
Financial Beast Plaza.
Yeah? Where's the music? Bring it back. Please.
All right. On the artificial satellite LitPair 2017 in the Kratom-fueled Alpha Centauri region. They're on the ginger dust there. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org.
My life in the ghosts of
Bitcoin. It's a Bitcoin. Bitcoin no government currency.
Yeah. I got a BIPCOT at my feet. And then I have a... This is funny. I said today that I went to sleep and I woke up and the price of Bitcoin had tripled. And Kyle Bennett said, you should nap more. Nap your way to riches. Yeah. So
sleep your way to the top.
Without having sex. Just sleep. I like it.
Yeah, you don't have to put out.
Yeah.
Just sleep.
Yeah. So... Let's read this.
Like a win-win proposition.
This article today. We're going to read this into the Congressional Fiend Record, the no government congressional record here. The article about Bitcoin on the Cointelegraph that we finally had a solid coin and it was solid for a few weeks and then Joel interviewed me and put us in front of the world and it launched us into really kind of like the entry level of a real coin, you know, of like a coin people know about and the Chinese
We're
government
almost a
is
real
mining.
Coin.
I know. We can make fun of the Chinese government because they're violating the BIPCOT license by mining Bitcoin with 57 kilohash per second. Bastards. SOBs. GD.
That's those darn Chinese.
GD, the Chinese pusher man. All right. So let's read this thing. Jeremy, why don't you read the intro, and then I'll read his questions, and then you guys take turns each reading one of the answers in my voice. You can do voices like Jim would if you want. So
I'm not going to do voices. But.
All right.
So Bitcoin surged in popularity.
Bitcoin.
No, oh. it's
well. Read the title of the article.
Oh, I apologize.
Duh.
Yes. Well, Bitcoin, crypto note-based coin, debuts GUI wallet before Monero. So the article starts off Bitcoin.
Oh, wait, let's describe the picture. The picture is funny because it looks absurd. Now, here's some insider baseball. So yesterday, or a couple days ago, I posted a selfie of me, the first one in like a year, and came out as fat because I couldn't fit in the closet anymore. Which Jeremy said I wasn't hiding well because I'd been talking about my actual weight in pounds.
For the longest time.
Yeah, but
no closet can hold you.
So the reason I posted this picture was because I'd taken some selfies because Cointelegraph asked me for a picture of me because they usually do a cartoon of the coin's developer. But I guess I was too fat, so they did this cartoon of the coin. And it's basically like... it's the Bitcoin as a person, like with hands and legs and like the little white gloves like they had for Minnie Mouse, looking into the mirror. And in the mirror, it sees that same thing, but it's not Bitcoin, it's Monero. It's kind of a takeoff on the meme of like the skinny kid with his shirt off looking in the mirror. And in the mirror, he sees like a buff man with his own face. Actually, I think it was a Simpsons, wasn't it? There was a Simpsons where Homer did that when he was drinking beer. It showed, and then he was doing the muscle thing, dun, 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 like making his imaginary muscles dance. Yeah, so
I don't remember if it's
so. They're basically the article doesn't say what the picture does. The picture basically says Bitcoin think they're this famous coin that's worth lots of money, but they're not. And I'm very clear in this that I'm not. We're not pretending to be Monero. We respect Monero, et cetera. And actually, I saw a Reddit today where somebody, there was a Reddit from a couple days before this of the Monero team and followers of Monero, fans of Monero, talking about when will there be a GUI wallet. And they were talking about like several months from now. And then today this came out and someone was like, hey, Fluffy Pony, who's the head of the dev team of Monero. Hey, Fluffy Pony, these guys beat you to it. And he's like, yeah, well, they're Monero wallet. I could have done that in 10 seconds, but we're different, was his reason. But, you know, I mean, they're nice people, Monero. I've talked to them. They're not weenuses. They're cool. That was a cool answer for them, for someone who's an established coin. Instead of just get away from me, kid, you bother me, of saying, well, our coin's different. You know, they did something that would take 10 seconds. Ours is going to take 10 years, basically. So go ahead.
You sure this time?
Yes.
All right. So Bitcoin surged in popularity as the world's first great cryptocurrency, in large part thanks to its privacy offerings, allowing users to be anonymous, traceable only by pseudonym wallet identifiers. Several other cryptocurrencies attempted to expand on Bitcoin's privacy, such as Darkcoin, before rebranding as Dash and pursuing more broad goals, and Monero. In late summer this year, Monero surged as cryptocurrency entered a new privacy-centric hype cycle. Recently, its price and hype have adjusted as possible competitor Zcash debuted to much hype, and possibly due to discontent over current lack of a functional graphical user interface or GUI wallet. I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
Bitcoin, a new currency based on the same crypto technology as Monero and created out of respect for Monero's mission, recently released a functional GUI wallet for Windows and Linux. The coin is named after the BIPCOT No Government License, a license that allows any individual or company to use the product except for governments and government agents, and uses a cat as its logo in homage to Dogecoin's dog.
Yeah, and there actually was a typo in this that I had them correct. They said except for governments and government contractors, and I wrote them and said, no, I didn't say that. Let's correct that. You know, I could see how they'd think that made more poetic sense or something, but there's a big difference. I don't mind if a mailman uses Bitcoin. I don't mind if a mailman or, you know, some lowly serf, you know, like the next Edward Snowden working in some cubicle somewhere, some government contractor. I don't mind if that guy uses anything I put out that's BIPCOT licensed. I don't want goons. I don't want government agents using this stuff.
Yeah.
Or governments.
The guy that works at the Department of Moving Boxes of Files from one end of the building to the other, he's okay.
Yeah. Because how's he going to learn to, like, get a real job, you know, if he doesn't listen to the fiends and use Bitcoin?
Yeah. It's the people that work in the Department of Making Everything Ungood They are the problems. They're the ones that will be shamed on radio and will have their Bitcoin turned into Dogecoin if they try to use it.
I still think it's the Chinese government that's that huge miner. I'm going to assume it is and make fun of them because they're violating the BIPCOT license.
You'll take the jump in value though, right?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, so we're on a what happened was like 3 days before this article came out, we got on our first kind of entry level exchange too. We're on Cryptopia, which is, you know, it works, it's solid. It's not like the most tony and respected one, but it works, it's solid. I'm honored to be on it. And so suddenly there's a market, and it's actually a widget. If you go to bipcoin.org and click over on the RSS feed and go down a few, or go to our new Twitter feed, Bipcoin Official, you can find our how to get our free, the cryptocurrency widget that you can hook up to Cryptopia to read and update constantly on your Android phone, the current price
mine
of Bitcoin
still won't work. So
I don't know.
I want you to know that I've gone to bitcoin.org and I've started downloading all the necessary stuff. And as soon as I push this button right here, I'm going to start mining Bitcoin live on the show. It may be slowing my.
Aren't you mining on your BlackBerry?
Yeah. My old BlackBerry, I'm mining it out of there. Matter of fact, I may have a flip phone around here somewhere that I did.
Yes, you're getting 4 millihashes per second. All right, so go on there, brother man.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I think my coffee pot's mining it too.
Brother man.
Cointelegraph spoke with Michael W. Dean, developer for Bitcoin, about making crypto privacy-driven coins fun and usable, taking cryptocurrency to Alpha Centauri.
Yes. So I'll do the questions, and you guys each alternate doing one of the answers. Okay, so Lou can do the first one. Cointelegraph, why the name? What does BIPCOT mean?
B-Slick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team. Now, it's myself and Derek Slopey Software Company. And Derek Slopey, not to be confused with the guy that I did the show at the Whiskey A Go-Go with. But anyway, we created that when
what?
We made FeedPhone.
Who's that?
VoIP.
Never mind.
Is that just a Michael Dean bingo board kind of statement?
Yeah, you go off on tangents.
But okay, anyway, go ahead.
HQ VoIP better than Skype.
No, at the Whiskey A Go-Go, we opened for a band called Medicine. All right, go on.
Okay, and meowbit .bit domain resolver for Namecoin. This was a few years ago. Beast Lick is like middle of nowhere. Since Derek and I live in the sticks, him in mine.
Maine.
Me in Maine.
This is mine.
Yeah. In the state of Maine. Me in Wyoming.
Yeah, in the middle of...
In Bear Saskatchewan.
Middle of nowhere in quotation or in brackets, I said, bum F Egypt in the interview. So, yeah, they cleaned it up for the people in the expensive seats that own a lot of Bitcoin.
Somewhere else I saw they did clean it up, though. It's weird.
Excuse me, I hate to call you out in public, boss, but it really bothers me the misuse of the reflexive pronoun myself.
I don't know what that is, because I told you my preferred pronoun is me and DJs is.
That is fine. As a matter of fact, I prefer that to saying myself.
I like the
it's
he
like
you
when
cannot
people
be
say,
named
well,
one.
If you have any questions, you should talk to myself.
Use.
No, just saying that.
Use kids. All right, I don't like that one either. Especially
Are you
when
using
it's
that
fake.
As a verb?
It's fake, according to Jeremy, right? Use.
Yes.
Okay, so we're at the Whiskey A Go-Go. We're at the Whiskey A Go-Go in 1978, mining Bitcoin. Then what happened? Okay. All right, so it's based on CryptoNote, just like Monero, correct? What are the key differences and similarities between the two? Jeremy, quick.
Ours is much closer to original Bitcoin. Theirs is also...
All right, this is not going to work. Let's wait until we get back from the trip to the Bitcoin market, where you can buy Lisa Spice for Bitcoin.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends Radio Show. I've run websites since 1996 and have used over a dozen web hosts in that time. AgoristHosting.com is the only one that hasn't broken my heart. Agorist Hosting's uptime and service is stellar, and their DDoS mitigation is the best I've seen. That's important because if you tell the truth in this world, you'll ruffle feathers. No matter what the haters hit us with, Agorist Hosting keeps our websites online. If you have a mission-critical commercial presence or a world-changing activism site, go with AgoristHosting.com. So what do you think about the cats, Jeremy, the cat fight videos? Did you give an opinion as a professional murder doggist yet?
No, I don't think I have, actually. They were funny. I watched the one, what was the first one, which just was Beast and...
Bob.
Bob, yeah, Beast and Bob. And yeah, it does appear that Bob seems to be dominating most of yeah. those videos.
Yeah, as soon as Bob weighs more than 5 pounds...
Yeah, but the kicks to the head from Beast were pretty funny. Like just
yeah, Beast went. I weighed Beast today. I weighed me on the scale and then put Beast on me and weighed him. Beast weighs 11.5 pounds and he's 1 year and 1 day old. That's gonna be and he's not fat. That's gonna be a huge beast, man.
Yeah, it's
he might be his full size.
How old's Bob and what's Bob weighing in at?
I couldn't get Bob. He wouldn't let me hold him to get him on the scale, but I'd guess 5 pounds, though 4.5, and he weighed like 2.5 when we got him like a month ago. So
you need to grab Bob by the pee and put him in his place.
We'll see. I don't know. I think he's become the alpha cat over me. Even I'm afraid of Bob.
Oh wow!
Nah, I'm kidding.
Bob's going to have you chasing the red dot on the floor.
Yeah. So the name...
Michael, play with the yarn. Go play with a ball of yarn. Entertain me, cat or human.
I'm working on the show notes right now, and I'm calling instead of the Freedom Fiends. I'm calling us the... This is all one word. The Kratom Fiends got Kratom in your Kratom dog, Fiends.
Cat.
Yeah. Yeah, cat. They're high on... You know, there's a drug called cat. It's K-H-A-T. It's like herbal speed from the Philippines or something. It's like really destructive because it's cheap. All right, so...
That sounds pleasant.
Yeah. What could possibly go wrong? It's not legal, though. Thank goodness those governments in the Philippines, they're so good at protecting their citizens by killing them.
If it's from the Philippines, does it come with a scorching case of the clap, too?
Ouch. That's none of my business. All right. So we're talking about Bitcoin. We're reading this article from Cointelegraph today about Bitcoin. Now, you know, this image of Bitcoin looking in the mirror and seeing Monero is kind of insulting, but I'll take it because there's no bad press and this article is actually good press. But I really like the picture they used. I'm actually going to use this for the Fiends tonight because what I like about it is it shows the Monero logo next to the Bitcoin logo. And I actually think the Bitcoin logo is far superior. Monero is a solid coin, but I don't like their branding. I don't like the name. The name is, it's Esperanto for money. It's impossible to pronounce if you haven't heard someone pronounce it. If you see it on paper, you're like, Monero. You know, nobody pronounces it right seeing it on paper. It's the word money in a language that, like, a synthetic language that, like, 10,000 people speak worldwide, something like that, I'm guessing.
When I was at AgoraFest, that's, like, one of the languages that they're practicing. The whole purpose of it is to be an international language.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
yeah. It's got communist background. Actually, Hitler killed the creator of it and the creator of its family too soon. I'm not laughing at that fact. I'm just like Hitler killed it because it was internationalist rather than pro-German.
See, he wasn't all bad.
Ugh. Even Hitler made the trains run on time and killed the creator of
that was Mussolini,
of Esperanto.
Wasn't it?
Actually, it was first said about Mussolini and it was later said about Hitler. And both of them made the trains run on time by killing anyone that made the trains late. actually, Hitler was very much
incentives, you know?
Yeah. Hitler was inspired by, for the common good. Hitler was inspired by Mussolini. Did you guys know this? Hitler was just a big fat nationalist.
A lot of people were. So was FDR.
Red DR loved Hitler and Mussolini.
Yeah. Mussolini
and Uncle Joe.
Mussolini was a big fat failure. Like, he didn't go very far, and he ended up, like, you know, everyone lining up to spit on his hanging body. What is he known
for? Upside down hanging body.
Didn't he found Somalia? Isn't he the reason Somalia is the mess it is? I think he is. I don't know.
I don't know about that.
But Italy, it was, you know, Somalia was an Italian concern. Like, Italy owned it at one point. Do you know that?
I did not know that. I'm not surprised.
Because you went to public school. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So the other thing is the Monero logo. DJ says it looks like a bank. I think it looks like a hockey team. The Montreal Moneros. I don't know, man. It's just, it's not cool. It's not cool like the Bitcoin logo. The coin is cool.
The moose branding is not. Moneros.
The moose jaw, Saskatchewan, Michigan, Moneros.
Yeah. Saskatchewan.
We'll be back for more.
So Bear Saskatchewan.
Kratom is a province in the Hobbit
show,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Something like that.
We have one fan in Croatia.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone proof.
My fellow sheep, election season is upon us. Are you one of the 12% of Americans who still approves of our government? Then we need your help to force the other 88% into compliance. Our democracy depends on it. We're an organization called Citizens Against Too Much Unfettered Freedom, or CATMUF. CATMUF is a bipartisan flock of sheep whose goal is expanding government until nothing else remains. Because the government is here to help you. How can you help CATMUF help you? By only voting for candidates dedicated to expanding government. It's easy. You don't need to study the issues. No matter what a politician says when running for office, they're all dedicated to expanding government. And make sure you tell all your friends and family to vote for more government. Here at CATMUF, we don't care if you vote Democrat or Republican, as long as you vote for candidates committed to growing our federal family. CATMUF. Because folks just aren't smart enough to handle real freedom.
They love their state. Well, state means something different in America than the rest of the world. In the rest of the world, it means a country, like the state of Israel.
Nation state.
Yeah. In America, because the idea was 13 separate countries under one banner. Till, you know, what's his name? Who's the guy on the 20, the 10?
It was Washington.
It was Hamilton, mostly, but both of them.
They were originally called the 13 nations or 13 nation states because that was the terminology back then. But somewhere over the course of time and government school brainwashing, that whole concept has been flushed down the memory hole.
Yeah, everything is Alexander Hamilton's fault.
Oh, what an evil.
Most of it, yeah.
Feinsteiner.
Yeah, he is. You know, it's weird when people say, I love the founding fathers as if they're one unit who had some of the founding fathers hated each other, and some of them were kind of liberty oriented, but also happened to own people, and also happened to like outlaw their, you know, like throw their own critics in prison. Free speech.
As a matter of fact, many of them in the same factions hated each other. Even the ones that agreed with them with each other hated each other.
But I'm talking about the good ones. Those were the good ones. And I'm not saying slavery is good. I'm saying, like, you know, Jefferson and Madison believed in some liberty. Washington and Hamilton wanted to have you all in chains. And the problems we're having at the federal government, when everyone says, I want to get back to the Constitution. No, as Lou says, you're soaking in it. And it's because of what Jefferson, because of what Hamilton put into the whole founding of America, really, that we, quote unquote, have the problems we have now with the federal government.
Yeah.
Well, it was just and, designed.
It's performing as designed. It's kind of like how at 101 California, when there was that shooting in the 90s, that, you know, someone went into an office building that I've been in a million times as a bike messenger. The one that looks like a giant beer can, 101 California. Looks like a big silver bullet can. Someone went in there and shot all his coworkers after being fired, and the victims had a lawsuit suing the, you know, a small class action suit, like a class of six people, sued the bullet manufacturer, and the court decided, you know, the decision of the court was no, the company doesn't owe these victims any money because the bullets performed as advertised.
Oh, wow.
And that's well, true.
Perfect, yeah.
And when you say you want to get back to the Constitution, no, it's performing as advertised. Like, the tyranny we have. And when people say they love the Constitution, they're really saying, you know, they love the Bill of Rights, the 10 things that sort of put some restraints on. And they are good things. If
amendments
they
work, 1 through 10, amendments 1 through 10 would be completely unnecessary without Articles 1 through 7.
Yeah. Anyway, yep. So
yeah. So for government. If I do a little refresher course for those of you that hate the indefinite detention provision of NDAA 2012, just go to Article 1, Section 9, Clause 2, where it says the privilege, not the right, the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended except in times of foreign invasion or domestic rebellion, the public safety may require it.
Yeah, and I have a kind of bizarre interpretation that isn't very popular but should be, which is that if you love the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, you should not be support your local police, first of all, because they're going to be the ones taking away your guns. And I don't care if you say, my sheriff, I know him, we go fishing together, he loves the Second Amendment. Yeah, but he's not going to be the one. If he won't take away your guns when Hillary says it's time, they're going to call in federal troops or international troops, UN troops, or, yeah. So, but
your sheriff will make your hands cold and dead.
Or they'll just replace him. They'll have someone else take his place. You know, if he's a real oath keeper and won't take away the guns from honest, law-abiding citizens, they'll find someone who will, usually probably
actually,
U.S.
Actually,
your
if he's
troops.
A real oath keeper, if he was a real oath keeper, you wouldn't have to worry about the politicians, because he would have done a no-knock raid at 4 in the morning, threw a flashbang grenade into their baby's room, and dragged them off to jail.
Yeah. So get into, we're burying the lead here. My theory is that, and you know who's really going to take away your guns, probably, is your troops that you love, you know? I'm not against. Yeah. We're not pacifists here. We carry guns. We believe in self-defense. Even maybe, you know, collectivizing, not collective self-defense, but groups getting together, even nation-sized, you know. Really, it's all going to be just robots. They're not going to be killing your kids very much longer. They're going to have robots doing all the killing. And I, for one, welcome our robot bee overlords. But my theory is that actually having police kicking in doors to kill people for plants and powders and, you know, having money that they didn't report all their taxes on, you know, basically not for killing people like they do for not believing that the government is always right. I believe that is a violation of the Third Amendment. That's not one you hear much about, but I really believe that having cops who make six figures living next door and down the street from you, going to your kid's school, and, you know, basically killing people in your town who haven't done anything to hurt anybody. I think that's I think that is quartering soldiers in your home, basically.
Never expect a man to do the right thing when his salary depends upon him doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, so we're going to get back to some solutions here. Oh, yeah. First I want to welcome our new station, Welcome. KRFE 580 AM in Lubbock, Texas. We're honored to have you, and we hope that dropping them truth bombs didn't get us kicked off the first day we're on, because that's how the fiends are. At least we're not blasphemers. We respect things here, and we talk about the government and what we can do about it. One of the things we can do about it is practice private economies, and one of the ways people can do that is Bitcoin. We're talking about Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency started by the Freedom Fiends, or some of them are actually, I'm just kind of the administrator. There's a bunch of other people that you don't even know the names of. I don't even know the names
all the time.
All right. So we're reading this article. Let's burn through this article quick with a lot of usual Michael Dean side trips here. What do we got, guys? Go ahead. Do it.
Well, we should probably read the question again, shouldn't we?
Yeah. Go ahead. Over. I don't even know where we are. What's the question?
Well, you're the one reading the questions.
What question? Okay. I have no idea.
The second one. Second question. You were on the second question.
You know what? Let's skip down to this. Bitcoin is much more recent coin that I'll gather has much less development resources. Why did it win the race to the GUI wallet? Different developmental priorities? Go ahead. Quick. Do it.
Oh. Now.
Now!
Don't yell at me, because now I don't even know where we are. Why are we?
Yes, we just wanted to make it solid and basic and functional. We actually had issues with the first release, killed it for a month, then realized it was still being mined and worked. I do not hide this, and this is a plus, not a minus. It was unkillable. We got a new, better team with Derek, SLB, and Makis, made it solid and relaunched. Same blockchain, new code. And then they
Skynet
said
Skynet is real.
Whereas Monero pursued other adventure avenues such as darknet markets. Lou, what did Michael say to this?
I don't know what Monero pursued.
No, I don't know that.
Oh.
Come on, man.
I don't know that Monero pursued the darknet. I think it's the other way around. I will say this. Bitcoin is very easily mineable still.
It was until this article came out. It is still inexpensive, though.
And the Chinese government got involved.
I know, apparently.
So, well, actually, I think the Utah data center is hooked into it.
Though well, I thought of that, too. Yeah. But the cool thing about cryptocurrencies is even people you hate, you can't keep them from mining it. And I think that's a good thing. So even if it is the Chinese government, that doesn't reflect on us. I mean, the Chinese government owns Walmart practically anyway. So
though we are on an exchange now, Cryptopia approached us and added us as soon as we had the GUI wallet. We're also talking with some other exchanges.
There seems to be a sort of privacy gold rush going on in the cryptocurrency community. Jeremy's going to answer this. From XMR's surge to Zcash. Oh, that's Monero to Zcash debuting to massive hype. Why do you think that is? Michael says.
I think that isn't even because of the dark markets that much. I think it's because the more governments worldwide push on people and want to be up in everyone's butt crack, in every area of our lives, even non-anarchists are basically saying, enough! And for the first time in history, high-level encryption in everything is available to everyone, not just some super tech smart geeks. Bitcoin made more free market libertarians and anarchists than Ron Paul and Mises combined, in action, not in theory. Even with people behaving in free market in libertarian ways,
Free market and libertarian and anarchist ways without even using those terms. So I'm basically saying, like, Bitcoin turns liberals into free market people without them. They're still thinking they're liberals, but they're acting like anarchists. And I think that's true. And CryptoNote takes it one step further than Bitcoin. It really is Bitcoin 7.0 or something like that. Okay, answer this one straight, Lou. Let's just get through this thing. And then they said, Bitcoin seems to go a step further even, prohibiting use by government officials. Has this generally been well received? Lou, take us home.
Yes, people love the BitCat license and the cats. I'll say it outright. Bitcoin wants to do for CryptoNote what Dogecoin did for Bitcoin, without Dogecoin's silly unlimited coin supply. We want to bring dark coins to everyone.
Yes, and we do.
You get a dark coin. You get a dark coin. You get a dark coin.
Everybody gets a dark coin.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this meme right now. This is from Liberty Memes. I like that Facebook page. And it's a woman getting pulled over by a cop, and she pulls the old Hillary thing. It's not my fault, officer. The Russians hacked my speedometer.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. It's pretty
funny. I'm about to share that. I just want everybody to know that.
Yeah.
So. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled program.
Well, I think we finished the article, right?
Yeah, we did. I'm pretty sure we did. Where's Michael? Did Michael disappear? I'm wondering if he got droned.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, I'm not hearing him.
So, anyway.
Anyway, so.
At least I didn't wake my wife. I thought I was going to wait. I thought I woke my wife up when I screamed at you guys. And then I was going to scream at you for making me do that. But she's asleep. Good for you. You're lucky.
Why did you scream?
Because you guys were burying the lead so much. You're a horse playing so much. I was trying to get this thing out.
I wasn't horse playing at all.
Lou was.
A little bit.
So Lou said something funny. What'd you say about Bear Saskatchewan during the break?
Oh yeah. Bear Saskatchewan, it's like a 30-mile radius around me wherever I go. So like wherever I am is Bear Saskatchewan, provided that it's like a northern cooler climate type location. So like if I go to, let's say, Florida or something like that, not Bear Saskatchewan. But if I go from if I came to visit either of you guys or went up to New Hampshire or maybe even Utah in the wintertime, Bear Saskatchewan. Yeah.
And I said it's like a portable beast. That's a little brainy for talk radio, I think. It's a reference to a portable feast, which is what Hemingway called Paris. Like if you've ever been to Paris, you carry it with you forever, he said. All right.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Are you tired of driving your kids to Gigi Allen's grave only to be unable to find the grave because some dick stole the headstone? Well, there is a solution. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app for Android will give you door-to-grave directions. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app uses advanced GPS protocols to guide you with voices to the exact patch of dust and grass where Gigi took his final dirt nap. Bring the kids. Do some needle drops at the Gigiest place on Earth. Gigi always had a huge underground following, but it's even bigger now that he's literally underground. So it's no surprise that lots of folks today take a pilgrimage to Gigi's grave. But getting there wasn't easy. Until this app. Forget Graceland, forget the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Those are plastic places for old people with jobs. Hell, even CBGB's is gone, and that former hallowed ground is now a yuppie coffee bar. The real rock and roll Mecca is an unmarked patch of grass in Littleton, New Hampshire, and our free app will show you how to get there. Get the Find Gigi Allen's Grave app today. Even if you're not planning to go there soon, the app is fun. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is covered by the BIPCOT No Government License, and it's from the good people at Beast Lick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, who also brought you Fiend Phone, the Freedom Fiends radio app, BIPCOT, MeowBit, and of course, Truth, Justice, American Way. The Find Gigi Allen's Grave app is free. Get it today on the Google Play Store or on Amazon. Your family will thank you. And don't forget to rate and review. Worms, eating Gigi Allen's face.
Never heard me yell. It's not the Kratom. it was Cash Hash Newman, Hash Cat Newman on the Kratom.
Hash Newman.
No, it was I was trying to get through this article. It wasn't like I have no sense of humor about my crypto coin. I think it's hilarious, but and
Cash
functional.
Cat, please donate.
Yeah, but I wanted to get this done by the end of the show so we could get to the tree sexuals, the tree people, what are they called?
Yes. This comes to us from Vice Magazine, and the title is Ecosexuals Believe Having Sex with the Earth Could Save It. If you happen to find yourself in Sydney this week, you have the unique opportunity to have sex with the Earth, or as the corporations call it, Feinstein the planet. You just need to stop by the Ecosexual Bathhouse, and yes, there is a video trailer embedded in the article here. But anyway, you just have to stop by the Ecosexual Bathhouse, which is currently part of the Sydney Liveworks Festival of Experimental Art. Experimental Art? WTF. The Bathhouse is an interactive installation created by artists Lauren Kronmeyer and Ian Sinclair of Pony Express, who... stupid pages flipping through here. Anyway, who described the work to be a no-holds-barred extravaganza meant to dissolve the barriers. No-holds-barred.
Holds.
Yeah, meant to
dissolve. I was making a bad joke.
Meant to dissolve the barriers.
I was doing to you what you did to me.
You're like
I've seen porn that's described as no-holds-barred, so go on.
Okay, yeah, and the rose bushes can't wait to get their pricks in you. But they also see their
kicking against the pricks. I've been doing it my whole life.
But they also see the piece as a part of a much larger ecosexual movement, which they say is gathering momentum around the world. And they may be right. Jennifer Reed, a PhD candidate in sociology, a.k.a. Marxism 101, at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, is writing a dissertation on ecosexuality and says that... What's she going to do with that degree? My God. It says that the number of people who identify as ecosexuals has increased markedly in the past 2 years. And Google search data confirms that interest in the term has spiked dramatically over the past year. We may look back on 2016 as the year ecosexuality hit mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
What else hasn't happened this year? But anyway, so there's a picture in there, and it's two women wearing surgical masks, and it's a little bit different color than the Bipcot surgical mask.
And I got to jump in, and they're covered with moss, but I got to jump in. You asked me during the break why we thought of making merch that's, you know, surgical masks.
Why is that, Michael? Please
talk. I like them because they cover your face with a Bipcot license, which means anything you say is covered by the Bipcot license. But I didn't come up with that. We get our stuff done by Black Block. Is it .com or .org? We should find out. But it's blackblock.com, who is a Chinese, European, like, Ancom merch site. You know, they make a lot of, they sell a lot of the V for Vendetta kind of masks and a lot of stuff that the lefties like. They also sell Obama masks and Osama masks and Hillary masks and Guy Fawkes masks and all sorts of stuff. But the reason he sell, and they also sell Jim Jesus's, like, don't touch me, that's not my purse, I don't know you. You know, don't tread on any flags, and the Steve Miller one, and the Nick Hazelton Yak one. But the reason they already sold masks, I just had to make Bipcot. The reason they do it is because people wear them in Europe when they're protesting. They should here, too, partially because it partially covers your identity and makes, you know, facial recognition not work, makes it hard to identify in a photograph or video. Also gives you some protection against tear gas, which more and more is being used on people when they practice their free speech around the world. So that's why. Worms. Soon there will be Bitcoin surgical masks. And,
so if somebody's wearing this, you can't tell if they have a pretty mouth or not. But anyway, so
if it's covered with moss, it's a pretty mouth.
Yeah. So anyway, it's got the two girls. It looks like they're about to kiss, and they've got the peat moss scotch taped to their surgical masks or something like that, or maybe stapled. I don't know. But anyway,
surgically implanted.
Yeah. Go ahead, put this in the show notes or something like that, and let people.
Yeah, check this check out, out, people.
Check it out at your own risk. I mean, at your own accord. Well,
yeah.
We're almost out, Jeremy. Hurry up. What do you got?
They're not all crazy. Apparently, just like anything else, it started off simply as people wanted to use, like, sustainable products and stuff like that, and be, like, you know, naked hiking and skinny dipping. And now there's people that, you know,
there's people listening on our new station going, wait, they're saying that naked hiking is normal, and then people made it weird.
We
love you, Lubbock.
For more Freedom Fiends, go to freedomfiends.com.
Worms. Worms are natural. I want a mask covered with live worms.
Scotch taped.
Yeah.